Philip Saint-Pierre, to the Surgeon Care. Today's date is 08/02/2025. The patient is for Ms. Yvonne Alvarado. Alvarado spells A-L-V-A-R-A-D-O. Yvonne spells Y-V-O-N-N-E. Date of birth is 11/18/1969. This is a 55-year-old female here for routine physical, for routine visit period. Next paragraph, Ms. Yvonne has a history of diabetes, myelitis, hypercholesterolemia, iron deficiency, vitamin D deficiency, hypertension, hypercholesterolemia. Is there for follow-up for these conditions and medication refill? She states since her last visit she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care, and today says she has no complaints. Per next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Per next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented, obese young lady. The vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 90, 100% at room air. Blood pressure is 151/87. Pulse 68, respiration 18, temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal, as far as neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Period. Next paragraph. cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, sinusitis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, no rebound, no carding, period. Abdomen is distended, secondary to obesity, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles, emboli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort at range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgia, gait, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is hypertension. Number two is hypercholesterolemia. Number three is iron deficiency. Number four is vitamin D deficiency. Number five is hypercholesterolemia. Next paragraph. Labs are drawn for this patient. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, TSH, T3, T4, vitamin D. Next paragraph. Patient's medication will refill as follows. Metformin, 850 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 90 days, number 180. Next medication, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, ferrous sulfate, 325 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, Dicara, 50,000 units, 1 caps weekly for 90 days, number 12. Next medication, Ozempic, 2 milligrams slash 3 mils. She will take a 0.1 milligrams subcutaneous daily for 30 days, period. Next paragraph. Amlodipine, 5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Patient was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.